Nah. Dormi curtile, nac me do, sole sol ur un me te noc five ti do.
Tea, tea, early, tea, late. check. So this is the Elizabeth Caroline unit with Giancarlo right there. Amurtha Kandambi. Kristen Flip. Yoon Sun Choi. I first of all would like to thank Roulette for inviting us to participate in this evening, and most of all for giving us the opportunity to present this work last year and to premiere it here at Roulette. Some of you know I'm a saxophone player, and that's kind of how people perceive me. It was really important for me to kind of venture into some work that was extremely important to me as an artist, but also to me as a human being. And this work that we're doing here, and I plan to continue doing this, is about communication and ideas behind how communication works. You guys should sit down. and how communication works within our daily life, and also within artistic presentation, meaning, you know, how one is deciding to present their art, how one is deciding to actually be an artist within this period of now. For me, we live in a period where communication is happening a lot. And we as human beings are communicating more than we normally would be. So, you know, just if I take out my phone right now, and I look on my phone, you know, first of all, it's a phone. I'm supposed to be able to call someone on this thing. And also, I can check my email. And I can also check my just text messages. And I also can check my Facebook, my Twitter. I can even now know how many steps I've walked today. I mean, so essentially, this little device is communicating a bunch of things about me, supposedly. And I'm supposed to be able to communicate ideas to you or the world through these windows within this. And honestly, I feel like this isn't real communication. I'm not really communicating anything through this. I'm actually creating illusions. I'm actually calculating my thoughts and saying, hey, this is what I want to say to you. And I edit them and I choose. Even before I even send an image, I actually sit down and like find the right filters. And I filter it through all these things before I even press send to share. Is that true communication? Am I truly communicating in that moment? And I ask myself all these questions. I ask myself the question of when I was with my cat, I was like, hey, me and my cat, I'm trying to get him to do what I want him to do, and you know, and he's looking at me, and we can't speak the same language, you know what I'm saying? He speaks cat language, and I have to speak, you know, kind of English. So I'm literally talking to him. And sometimes he makes sounds back, and we're trying to understand one another. And honestly, through repetition and certain acts, I probably understand him and he understands me a lot better than a lot of other people actually understand me. You know, because when I go to bed and he's on the bed, he knows that once I'm finished doing certain things, it's time for him to leave the bed in the bedroom and go sleep where he is supposed to sleep. And he does that every night. He understands that. It's amazing. And it took a while, but we have that understanding. And so I feel that like a child has the inability to communicate to you, doesn't have these fancy words and things and can weave them in some sort of way, they have the ability to cry out and let you know I need something within that moment. Now, you have to figure out what that need is. You have to figure out how to actually, you have to decipher. And in that moment, what's happening is true communication is starting to exist. Because in that moment, you don't understand, and if it says Baba, or if it says something like that, you could just be like, okay, I'm gonna get you a bottle, but maybe that's not what they need. You know, and so in this world that I've created with the Oversoul Manual, what we're doing is saying we're getting rid of all that sort of the fluffy words, and we're dealing with gestures and sounds and these things that I feel in the end actually communicate everything. Because they say that 90% of communication isn't actually verbal. You know, like when we walk outside and we see cars and buildings and everything, all of that stuff is saying something to us. You know, when you walk into your house, believe it or not, your house, the way it looks, the way you set it up is communicating something, whether you're conscious of that or you're not. You know, these ideas of communication are constantly hitting us, but are we conscious of it? And so what I wanted to do with this ensemble was create a situation, a musical situation, an artistic situation, where people were actually communicating in a language that you do not understand, that you cannot interpret and say, okay, they said the word fight. And so all the images and the things I know about fight come to your mind. What I wanted you to do was to be in an ambiguous situation that would lead you to a place of empathy, that would make you search inside of yourself and say, I need to understand. I want to understand, like, what is happening. And so each of you are having a different experience simultaneously while this one thing is being presented to you. Each and everyone. And it's based off of your perception of existence. No one else's, just yours. And now when you decide to talk amongst yourselves about it, when you have these conversations with yourselves about it, all these things start to come up. You start to talk about these little sort of things that touched you, that reached out to you, that invigorated you and excited you. And as these women who have been singing this piece with me working with me for 3 years now, they themselves are going through that experience as well. You know, through them working on their pieces, on just their part, and then interacting with one another on stage and having an experience and vocalizing and saying this language to each other, something else is happening. Something else is being triggered. And I believe that that is actually deep understanding. They are becoming closer. Intimacy is taking place. I feel that words are just not enough to actually express what we need to express. Sometimes poetry is the best way to go about it, and maybe we should start talking in prose more often, but maybe we're too scared, I don't know, or use less words. But I feel like we're surrounded by words, you know, so much that we don't know what they mean anymore. They lose meaning over time. It's a fluid system. But what I want to do is create a universe and a world where we can communicate with each other and we can actually create true, deep understanding, where I can walk away from my interaction with you and feel that you actually saw me, like the real me, not the illusion that I concoct through social media or through the clothes that I wear or my bag or something. You know? Like, it's not even about how well you can speak English or not. It's It's about... It's about how you choose to use your words and how those words are then pushed out into the universe to others. Everyone in a relationship here understands this deeply, because you could be in love with someone and totally not understand each other. And how do those, and you see this person a lot, and you wonder yourself, how can we not even understand each other in this moment? And the thing is, it's like words are just not enough. Sometimes you have to act. Your actions have to say something. Your actions are saying something more. And sometimes you're unconsciously being ambiguous because you don't know. You're unaware, you know? And so your words reflect all of these things. So musically speaking, I wrote this piece, and you just saw a little snippet of it. There's an album out of the whole piece. I'm hoping to perform the piece again in its fullness this year or next year, and also extend the work, because this essentially is a birthing ritual, and it's a private experience. They're dealing with something very private. And so the language that they're using in this piece is very private language. And you're witnessing this experience. And then the piece that I hope to be working towards in the coming months is a more public language, the language that we use out in public. Because we all do this. We all speak something privately and speak something public. And we use different language to express these thoughts. So, in conclusion, thanks again for having us. And please, please, please continue to support Roulette in all their endeavors.